This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McGee. The U.S. Senate voted Friday not to allow new testimony and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on two articles of impeachment facing the president. AP's Mike Rossi.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. Senate again voting not to allow. Also, it's declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions in an effort to prevent the spread of the new virus that's hitting China. AP correspondent Jennifer King with more details.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
And a vaccine against the coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months. This is VOA News. Singing patriotic songs and waving Union Jacks, thousands of Britons flocked to a muddy patch of grass outside Parliament on a damp Friday night to toast their moment of history. That's Britain's departure from the European Union. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson kept a low profile at a private reception in his Downing Street office, more than 5,000 people gathered just down the road to celebrate the moment loudly. Chief Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage told the crowd they had reason to celebrate.
Because we know that this is the single most important moment in the modern history of our great nation. That is what is happening tonight.
Britain's exit from the EU ends 47 years of union with Europe. It also draws a line under a bitter and divisive wrangle over whether, when, and how the country should cut its ties to the bloc. The Trump administration will lift certain limits on the use of landmines as a weapon of war, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
At a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says landmines
are an important tool,
and U.S. commanders need to have them available
to shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had committed to destroying U.S. stockpiles of landmines not needed for the defense of South Korea and sought to move the United States toward eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. Asked about the morality of using landmines, given the dangers they can pose to civilians long after a war has ended, Esper says Pentagon plans will take great care to
take into account both the safety of employment and the safety to civilians and others after a conflict.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A key accuser in former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York testified that Weinstein raped her twice. APZ Donahue.
The 34-year-old woman told the jury Weinstein trapped her in a hotel room in New York in 2013 and angrily ordered her to undress. 8 months later, she testified in a hotel in Los Angeles where she worked as a hairdresser. Weinstein screamed at her, "You owe me one more time. I don't have time for games." She also told the jury Weinstein could be charming, but if he heard the word no, it was like a trigger for him. The defense said the woman sent Weinstein warm emails that said things like, "Miss you, big guy," but not once in hundreds of emails did she accuse him of harming her. Harvey Weinstein has maintained any sexual encounters were consensual. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.